Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
Alafia to my new friends and Habari Gani to my old friends. What's up? And thanks for joining the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 coming to you, your advocate you need, and your advisor you want. I am your emperor, here to serve you, whatever you like. I'm bringing it to you from the initiation perspective, helping you to climb up the tree of the ladder, to advance yourself to a spiritual man or woman. Are you ready for our next segment, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks for joining us. How can Tahuti measure the lifespan of a person? How can Tahuti do this, ladies and gentlemen? We will be examining just how does Tahuti judge the hearts of men and women. What does the term marching into procession mean? We're going to be breaking bread and discussing that. And was Tahuti a member of the priesthood? Exactly what is a priesthood, you probably will ask. Omi, what is a priesthood? The priesthood is involving quite a bit of information, long internships, lots of training, mastery, and you're forevermore in training as a priest. And to be honest, you have a lifetime of training. Now, Tahuti, we're going to be talking about Tahuti because he's involved with the scribe. He actually brought forth the scribes, and we're going to be going into just who is the deity of Tahuti in the Kemetic teaching, and why would he be involved in measuring your lifespan, and does he work with Seker and Maat, and what is his position as a judge? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Tahuti is a judge. And if you ever go into a judicial position or have to go to court, you want to consult Tahuti. You want to consult him to be your judge, to give you enlightenment on what your case could possibly turn out to be. That's right. Africans do have aspects of judicial proceedings to help them. And ladies and gentlemen, if you get a better understanding of Tahuti and how he works in the judicial system, you might have a better understanding of how the courtroom works. That's right. We're going to break bread about what happens when we march into procession. And what is procession? What does all that mean? Omi, break it down. Can you break it down? Break it down. Break it down. That's what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to break it down for you. And if you've noticed that Baba's been out for a while, I've been carrying the weight of this show by myself. Other than yesterday, Baba did sneak in long enough to give us a prayer. And we are very fortunate to have Baba present in the room. And if we can get him on the air tonight, we certainly are going to try to get him back on the air tonight. And once again, we'd like to thank you for being a part of our show. We know you are going from glory to glory, and you're getting up there glory, hella groovy. Let me say that again. Glory, hella groovy style. We're making it up the tree of the ladder. This is the Kabbalah, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anyone tell you that the Kabbalah belongs to the Jewish people. A lot that was ownership of the Africans was stolen. That's right, it was stolen and claimed by many people, many people. The Kabbalah belongs to the African, and some of you are probably saying that is Kabbalah Jewish material. No, contrary, my friend, this is African foundational Kabbalah, and it belongs to the Kemetic people, and it is ours. Let's take ownership. Remember, Omi said she's taking back things that belong to us, and we're laying claim to it. Because our Kemetic style does not give us a religion. It gives us a way of life, a lifestyle. Africans did not need religion, ladies and gentlemen. We had a way of life, a way of doing things on a day-to-day basis. Our life consists of prayer on a daily basis. We live to show gratitude and to lift our voices up to the Most High and to our deities and give homage. We did not just pray on Sunday. There was no churches for the Africans to go into to bow down and be good on one day. They practiced it. They practiced Iwapelu every day, ethical behavior, good character, good conduct on a day-to-day basis. Why, you ask? Why did you ask? Because they know when they march into the procession that their hearts was going to be weighed by Sebek, Maya, and Tahuti, to make the decision if their hearts was as light as a feather and whether or not their souls were divided in several parts, going to be judged. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what you do on this earth, you will be accountable for it. There is nothing that you're going to get away with on this earth. You are judged on a day-to-day basis, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not something you want to wait to be judged at the end. However, you will be judged at the end, but you have to give an account of everyday life. And if there's something you've done wrong, pull back and ask for apologies and repent and confess your sins. Confess your sins openly to the Most High and ask Him to pardon you. You don't have to go before man to stand up and tell the man what you've done wrong. Go inwardly and confess your sin and let the Most High judge you and ask Him to have mercy on you. Ask Him for mercy. Now, we have to show gratitude, ladies and gentlemen. We are so fortunate that we have to pay gratitude and we have to pay homage every day. And we dobale our elders and we bow down for something that is greater than ourselves. And we thank God for sparing us. We give gratitude. Now, I want to say something about judgment. Tahuti being a scribe and being involved in judging, you must understand that these deities that we're talking about, Maya, Tahuti, Sebek, we're talking about these deities that work with the Godhead. They are not gods, ladies and gentlemen. They are the deities that work in conjunction with God to assist and aid you. They are your natural source that works with you. Now, I want you to understand that when we get ready to go into this topic, make sure that you understand that when you go into a legal litigation, you want to consult Tahuti. You want to ask Tahuti ahead of time before you go into the courtroom. Tahuti, what do you think? Tahuti, can you forecast what the outcome will be? Tahuti, can you tell me what I need to do? Now, if a good initiate is involved with their teaching and studying, they will always do a reading on themselves at least every 4 days to find out just what is going wrong in their life or what needs to be changed. The purpose of having divination, ladies and gentlemen, is so that we can do a reading on ourselves so that we can circumvent events from happening and we can forecast those things that are potentially going to happen and expire in our life. If we can prevent those things, we can sometimes head them off at the path. And that's what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, to be good readers and diviners. The ultimate thing that will come out of our 29 days of studying is that we will know ourselves and that we will learn to divine over ourselves and be able to have clairvoyant light to see into our lives and forecast what is to come. And if we can circumvent it, intervene before the catastrophe comes our way. This is what life is all about, ladies and gentlemen. If we begin to practice all of the techniques, the breathing and the meditation and the chanting, all of these are the things that reconnect us to our higher self. Don't let anybody tell you that if you go to church 10 times a week, you're going to be connected to God. God doesn't know anything about a church, and He never ordained you, or Jesus doesn't know anything about a church. He never ordained you to go into the church. If Jesus was to come back here today and you mentioned Christianity to Him, He wouldn't know what you're talking about. And there's not one book of the Bible that Jesus has written or He has inspired someone else to write. Now, only book that I know of that God may have given instructions to was the book of Revelation. The other books were inspired by man. Am I telling you not to study the Bible? No, I'm not. Take that mutilated book and go through it and find the truths in it. But for methodologies to change your behavior and to develop your character, you must have a character developed book. And that is Metanetra 1 and 2, preferably Metanetra 2 for the initiates. And I'm telling you, it's very important that you should understand that no amount of reading of those scriptures will change or alter your pattern of modalities. You have got to go through a behavior modification program to change bad behavior. And it doesn't come with reading Paul, Mark, John, James, Peter. It doesn't come with reading those books. Those are people who had circumstances in their life, who went through something in their life. And those are the people who had the problems and they had to deal with their problems. Now, we're going to have to understand that a behavior modification requires us to do something different. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right on that in a minute. And I want to go to station identification, and I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We will be in the atmosphere talking to you, and we're going to talk about Kuja Chaja Lea, to name for ourselves and define for ourselves. Self-determination Yes, Kuja Chajalia, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to use self-determination with whatever we do. And we're certainly going to have to consult our market analysis in our community. We're going to have to consult our entrepreneurs on what is best to make investment in. Keeping our dollars circulated in our community is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make sure we do that this season. And this is a season that we ought to be investing in our own community, making sure that we patronize our stores. And we know that once we patronize our stores, things will go well for us. And we're going to use the power of faith to advance our growth in the community today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our faith is strong. It is our ancestors strong. And I would like to invite you to participate in the talking cure. I urge you and encourage you to stand to your feet. Now at this time, we are about ready to enter into the process of purification. I'm going to see if Baba has the purification libation ready.
Ready.
Is the purification ready, Baba?
Purification's ready.
Okay, let's commence with the process of purification. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet, taking out your ancestors' names. Purification may begin. As I wash my face with the water, making sure that my face is not stale, washing my hands, getting ready for the libation, I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. Pour libations to the north, I say Ashe. Pour libations to the south, I say Ashe. Baba, is the purification complete?
Purification is complete.
Thank you. Pour libation to the ground, Baba. As the water hit the ground, we pray that the water hits a fertile ground and that the word may take root and spring up in the hearts of men. Thank you very much, Baba.
You're welcome.
Baba, can you offer a prayer before we go forward? We have to catch Baba whenever we can. Are you available for prayer?
Prayer of thanksgiving. We pray to the One Most High that this day be the blessed day, that the consciousness of the world rises, that peace on earth commences, that all men of lower consciousness can have higher consciousness toward being thy brother and sister's keeper. We ask that the deity who we all pray to, no matter what name you call, it's all going back to one source. We ask that the source of all bless all of us for our efforts and enlighten us with the enlightenment of how things can be, how they will be, and make us better people in the coming year of 2011. We give thanks for all that we've had in the past year. We ask that we continue to harmonize with peace, with balance, and a good vibration. Give us the ability to not be negative, but to be positive. Give us the ability to not talk about those who we have a disagreement with, but find a way to lift them up. Help those who are sick. Help those who are shut in. Help those who are economically deprived, physically deprived. We give thanks this day, and we say, Amen.
Thank you very much, Baba, for the prayer. The Black Family Pledge, ladies and gentlemen, we want to be reminded to bring this out whenever convenient. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path. Our ancestors cleared kneeling and perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us when we're crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom from mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity is within our gates and hold up the mirror to the world, shouting, regard the loveliest. Therefore, on this day we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, and to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. In honor of those who toil in perilous God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out hopeless desolation, we make this pledge here and now on this Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. If you're not standing with your ancestors' names, you can give a proxy for them. I light this candle for my father's side of the family to guide them and to light their way back home. I set a glass of water out for my father's family, hoping that they will quench their thirst. And I say Ashe for my mother's side of the family, I light this candle so that they may be guided on their way and they may see clearly how to come home. I set a glass of water before my mother's side of the family, and I ask them to drink from the well that springs up and life spring up in their loins, and that they may come home being full of life, and that they may have their thirst quenched. I say, welcome home, mother, and your family. I say, Ashe to Clara Mae Jenkins. I say, Ashe to Robert Jenkins. I say, Ashe to Tommy Pete Harvey. Ashe. I say, Ashe to Marvin Jenkins. Ashe to Robert Jr. Jenkins. Ashe to Esther Lee Pope. I say, Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Esther Lee Pope, Ashe. I say, Clara, Ashe. I say, Initial Lilly, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Initial Lilly, Ashe. I say, Ruby Lee Bracken, Ashe. Clipper Bracken, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Ludell Lord, Ashe. I say, Ashe to Emmanuel Day, Ashe. To Elijah Day, Ashe. To Avery Day, Ashe. I say, Ashe to Michelle Harvey and Tom Harvey and Michael Harvey, Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, quiet in your spirit to allow the ancestors to permeate your mind as you quiet your spirit and meditate on nothing but pure oxygen, breathing in and breathing out, letting God penetrate your mind and speak to you at this very moment. Chanting your very own chant that you have explored and looked up. I like to chant the sound of ung, 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 breathing in and breathing out, chanting, taking your own self into a trance. As you meditate and become quiet in your spirit, allowing God to take you through the process of a trance. Ladies and gentlemen, I call back our heroes and sheroes. I like to call back Carter G. Woodson. I say, Carter G. Woodson, come back to the system. I like to call back Shake S. Diaz to be a witness in this room today. I like to call back Dr. Carruthers. I like to call back Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Deity, Tahuti, your scribes are needed here today. show up and impart knowledge to each of us today as we understand your position as a scribe. I call on the one Seker who opens the mouth of the decayed one. I call on Maya who tries the heart and weighs it up against the feather. Maya, will you be present with us today as Tehuti takes the scribe and Tehuti takes the position as the judge? I call on the marching process today and showing us how to march into procession so that we know what we're doing and what the procession means to us. I call on Tehuti today because he is the one that is the scribe that will stand with Maya to make us to be divided into several different parts to have our hearts weighed and our spirit weighed today. I say, Tehuti, you are welcome here today. May you use your scribe well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are part of this talking queue, whatever it is that you need in your family, in your life, in your individual pursuit of happiness, I say tap in. Tehuti is here now, the judge, so the house is in order. Whatever you need, tap in to the energy forces that are here. For those of you who are not in this broadcast and need a healing and hearing this broadcast by way of airwaves, I say tap in. The energy waves have gone beyond the barriers of this radio station, and it will permeate the atmosphere. So therefore, get your healing. Get the finances you need. The recovery you need. It's here, and it's available to you. Tehuti now is here to judge and to help us to judge man's heart so that it will be weighed before Maya. So I say tap in to the energy today. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of this talking cue. May you receive the gift that you need at this very moment and very time. Nothing is withheld from any man that keeps his mind stayed on God and stayed within the Word. And if you are holy, you are free. You can travel with us now into the sanctuary. Prepare to go into the sanctuary. The doors are opening for the sanctuary, ladies and gentlemen. Let's prepare to go in. All of the children in the rear, elders in the front, Tehuti, you lead the way. Tehuti is here, ladies and gentlemen. Tehuti is here in the spirit. We have Seker to follow him behind to open the mouth of the decayed one. And Maya, will you carry your feather and weigh the hearts of men today? And show us how to live righteous every day so that when we do proceed through the marching procession, we can assume what is to happen in our lives because we have walked after righteousness and faith all the days of our lives, and righteousness shall follow us all the days of our lives. As we go into the sanctuary, we know that this procession that we are acting out and carrying out is a reenactment to show our fellow brothers and sisters how our ancestors once did this and how to have rituals back in their life again. I don't care how you want to incorporate it, but you must incorporate rituals in your life. Please be seated. The ancestors are waiting patiently for you. The ancestors are waiting patiently for you. Madam C.J. Walker, take your seat. Neon Simone, go head up to the front and sing your song. We ask that all of our heroes and sheroes take their appropriate places, take your appropriate places, because we need to lean on your shoulders today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going into the sanctuary. The sanctuary doors are now closed. Thank you so very much for being so kind sometime, because we know that it is important to bring on the drummers. Can I get a drum roll, please? Drummers, please come in. The Empress is in the house. so very much. Don't you agree that they play so well? Those tribe members play the drums so well. Thank you so much. You're so kind sometimes. I'd like to read to you, ladies and gentlemen, the Okun and also what the Yoruba faith believes. What do they say about them? They say the body is dead, but they keep living. They say the body is gone back to the earth, but the spirit just keeps moving. Iba ye ye, iba baba oturum, moju ba igungun, moju ba igun. As surely as Oye makes the wind to blow, and as surely as the storm brings changes, all of life cycles must transform. All things must rearrange. As surely as the ocean, we say the ocean runs deep. The Ikun, they walk again. We say the dead do not sleep. If you don't take care of the ancestors, exactly how do you expect them to take care of you? Then you are to remember that you are to take care of them. And the madness out there in the world and unjust, exactly how do you expect for them to vindicate you? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to take care of the ancestors? Iba ye ye, the baba olorun, moju ba igungun, moju ba igungun. Now we can go to our God, the Orishas. All of that is necessary. All of that is cool. But don't forget about the ancestors, lest you be a damn fool. It's just like my Ileusha says, you are an ancestor coming back to walk again. So when you go to the ancestors, my sister, my brother, it's with yourself that you begin. Now, I think that this is deep. I think that it's truly profound, and there's no time left for nonsense, no time to fool around. They say we are the closest to the ancestors. They want us to succeed. So I break to my knees in a heartbeat to ask for what I need. So we fall down to the ground, and we revere and honor the dead. Yes, it's true. We say, Iye Tobi, Baba Tobi, just what do you want me to do? Iba ye ye, iba baba, olorun, muji ba igungun, muji ba igungun. They say honor and respect the ancestors, all of those that have come before. They say build the dead a house and open up the door. They say honor and respect the shores of home. They say honor those that survive the middle passage and their souls. We're left to roam. They say honor and respect the ancestors, starting with yourself. Starting with yourself. Starting with all those you cannot see who pray on your behalf deep down in the middle of the night. Elevate all those strong spirits that never once gave up the fight. Iba ye ye, iba baba, iba orun, moji ba egungun, moji ba egungun. So we build the dead a house, and we dress and bless the shrine. We invite our people to the earth to come, and then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our mother's people and our father's people too. Then we feed the dead faithfully. That's what we have to do. We pray for Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct each and every day. Then we open the earth to commune, and then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our mother's people. We set a glass of water before them too. We light a candle for our father's people, and we set a glass of water to quench their thirst. Then we feed the dead faithfully. That's what we have to do. We pray for Iwapelu. Oh, we pray for Iwapelu, good character and good conduct, each and every single day. Then we sit down, be quiet and be still, and listen to what they have to say. We listen to what they have to say. When the time comes, we make a mask and a robe for our ancestors to wear of juju. Every single day, then we sit down, we be quiet and still, and listen to what they have to say. When the time comes, we make a mask and a robe with juju and beautiful cloth. We invite the dead to walk again. We invite the dead to walk again. What a magnificent parade, ladies and gentlemen. Iba ye ye, iba ba. Olurum, mojiba egungun, mojiba egun. Iba ye ye, iba baba, iba olurum, mojiba egungun, mojiba egungun. Iba ye ye, iba baba, mojiba egungun, mojiba egun. Ifun. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what we do for our ancestors. That is what we do for our ancestors. Now, what is it exactly that we believe as Yoruba? Our way of life as Yoruba, ladies and gentlemen, is not perpetuating a religion, but a way of life. What the Yoruba believe, there is one supreme God, is what we believe. There is no devil, except for the day you were born, ladies and gentlemen. The day you are supposed to die, there is no single event in one's life that cannot be forecast. That is why we do divination. And if necessary, we change the spirit and the lives on after death and can reincarnate, meaning we come back alive. We do believe in reincarnation. Through the blood relatives, our lives are reincarnated through the blood relatives. You are born with a specific purpose. We believe that everyone's born with a specific purpose and a path. Our divination serves as a road map for our path. That's why we do divining. Our ancestors exist and must be honored, respected, and consulted. That's why we consult the ancestors for direction. The Orishas are the forces of nature, and that is Tahuti. Tahuti is one of our Orishas. He is a force of nature. We are going to consult him today. And live within us, these ancestors live within us as we deal with the affairs of man. You must never serve the initiates or your ancestors or the deities harm to another human being. Any human being, you must not serve harm or to anyone on the universe, which you are a part of. Special physical, mental, and emotional realm of our lives. We believe this. And what Yoruba rejects is that the European have civilized us and that we were born in sin. We do not believe we were born in sin. We do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. That is our belief, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'd like to take you right into understanding what Tahuti does. As we go right into Tahuti, I'd like to read to you from the Medinetter 2, Volume 2, page 202. Tahuti, one of the meanings of the making of man in the likeness of God is the endowment of man with the ability to receive from within the spirit the solution to all problems in life. This fact escapes most people because of the general misunderstanding of the meaning of knowledge. We must take note of the fact that when we are thinking, we are engaging in a process that seems like we are conducting a mental conversation with ourselves. In reality, we are converting into words like IE, giving verbal form to the unformed content of our consciousness. In other words, we are informing ourselves. If you are practicing cutting off your thoughts before they are fully formed, verbalized, you will see that you know what you are going to put into verbalization form before you do it. Thinking as the process of putting into verbal form what is already known is the eighth sphere, and that's Sebek, clothing in words what exists in the unformed state in the second sphere. Tahuti is the second sphere, ladies and gentlemen, who we'll be focusing in on this evening. What most people interpret as the inability to know is in reality the lack of development of ability to readily give verbal form to knowledge that it may be communicated to the mind. It is similar to the inability to recall at a given moment what has been memorized. Thus, we do a great deal of harm to ourselves and severely limit our growth and success potential by reinforcing the belief that we cannot intuit solutions to problems or find guidance from within. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, in this matter, we must observe one of the most important laws of the Tree of Life, the law of equilibrium. Receiving intuition from within, directly from God, does not really form a simplicity paying attention to hunches. We must be worthy of such reception. We must cultivate our spirituality and dedicate ourselves to growing into higher aspect of our being. To the degree that we grow in spirituality and purity, we will be guided from within. We must also recognize the teachings we can receive from outside ourselves, which comes from the divine guidance received by sage. To rely primarily on the intuitive source of learning does not negate the validity of our positive external guidance. Number five, a list must be made of all the things along with the scenarios and situations in which you reinforce the belief that you cannot find a solution from within. One of the wisdom principles we have received from sage is the fact that things don't have quality in themselves. The quality of things results from relationship to other things and to the whole. Yet, so much harm and evil has been communicated from the belief in the inherent quality of things, to wit, we speak of our stressful situations when the stress is produced of a person's failure to cultivate his mind and spirit to remain calm in the face of the stimulus. The same is true for things that we believe are frightening, vexing, frustrating, beautiful, ugly, etc. We hold on to these things, such as belief, even though it has been demonstrated time and time again that the pain we believe must follow physical injury is only a conditioned response. We have seen how thoughts, hypnotist suggestion, induced trance to allow communication with the cells. The pain mechanism is removed to allow pain-free dental work, open heart surgery, birthing without anesthesia. As long as you believe that the quality is in the thing and opposed to being a reflection of the state of your spirit in relationship to it, you will never even suspect that you can raise above the behavior. You ought to know that the Satans are well aware of this fact and manipulate the mass of Sahut men and women through it. On the other hand, recognizing the law of Tahuti is the first step towards attaining of wisdom. Number six, a list must be made of all the things along with their scenarios and solutions in which you violate this principle. Initiates who have gained enough experience working with an oracle such as the diagram Kling and the Dalun Kling Kling and Ephah, or the Medinetter, would have discovered that the guidance from these oracles is always in harmony with what is right and are, in fact, means of effecting communication between the individual and the indwelling divinity. Many immature students, however, pick and choose which counsel they will follow, rejecting those that are contrary to their desire and conditioning. Such oracles are revelations from God to man to allow the latter to discover God's will. It is disrespectful to consult them to seek corroborance for what ones desire there, and neither are they fortune-telling devices. They play an important role in the spiritual development process. The commitment to follow the oracles in all situations is a commitment to follow God and to reside one's emotional condition in life, which are often in opposition to the counsel received. Number 7, initiates who are experiencing in the use of oracles must make a list of all the things along with their scenario and situations that represent unwillingness to follow the counsel of an oracle. Including are those situations in such we refuse to go into the oracles for fear of receiving a counsel that would contradict what we want to do. Seker, number third sphere. Our spiritual power resides in the third sphere. To worship God, to acknowledge that share with man is spiritual power. Many people remained at the human stage of development, repeating over and over again, "I can't." When I'm confronted with challenges others have met, then to seek the knowledge of how to awaken and use the awesome power that God has shared with man. We rather say, "I can't." We must always keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that God saves man by sharing his powers with him or her. Praise and worshiping of God is the dedication of one's life to the awakening and development of these powers. Number 8, a list must be made of all the scenarios and situations in which you deny your ability to do the thing that is least you have seen others do. In time, you will go beyond this situation. In Maya, the fourth sphere, Maya corresponds to the holistic view of a thing. And we talked about that. As much as a view requires a model of holistic or cosmetology and the Kabbalists, we understand that we must go through each one of these stages. Now, let me get back over to Tahuti before we get sidetracked. What I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you must have a conversation with yourself, and you must talk these things out. And you are borrowing God's ashe. You are borrowing God's tools. So you can do this. You are a little g, and you have the ability to do this by borrowing God's tools. Now, it says here on page 229 under Tahuti, "My ability to know is unlimited. I understand that what seems as my not knowing is merely the monetary inability of my knowledge to take verbal form in my mind. I understand that God manifests its divine plan in the world of man by incarnating in the soul of man. God incarnates in the soul of man and woman whom have elevated their consciousness in the higher part of their spirit. I therefore honor and follow the guidance of sage and the prophets above all other kind of man. I am successful in handling the emotional and sensual challenges in my life because I realize that nothing has an emotional or sensual quality in myself. My emotional and sensual reactions are betrayal of my lack of spiritual cultivation in relationship to these objects. Until I can still my thoughts to let my wisdom manifest itself as will, I go to the oracles that the eyes that was harmed by Set can be restored. I understand that God has saved us by sharing his powers of wisdom within us. I will be successful in the awakening because I have no problem in giving up my head and keeping my heart still. This is what Tahuti has told us. And Sebecker says, I understand that God has saved us by sharing in spiritual power with us. I know and I will successfully develop these powers because I have no problem keeping my heart still and dying to the things of the world for the kingdom of heaven. Die to the things of this world and understand that God has given you his powers, ladies and gentlemen. I am the likeness of God, it says, and I've gotten the power of God within me. I am the power of God, not in amount, but a kind. Not the amount, but a kind. Thus I am relaxed. In the face of the greatest challenges, I will succeed in life because I have surrendered to the divine plan. Have you surrendered to the divine plan? Tahuti asks. Have you, ladies and gentlemen? Once you surrender to the divine plan, you will have what you say. The divine laws in Maya is the likeness of God and the measure of my being, it says on page 231. I have lived by, I live it, I am it, and therefore enjoy a life of order and prosperity. I know truth. It is the reciprocal relationship of things with each other and the whole as a face of nature. I live by and am, therefore, in harmony with the world and the wholeness. My being is in order, and I am a source of harmony to all. Hetaruti, I realize that I have the power to force my person to ignore my emotion to ensure that my life will be a reflection of divine law. I am not the person, but Asa, and can therefore transcend the pain of invoking divine retribution against my person when I transgress the laws of God. I understand that God has ordained a place for all beings in their own time and will thus in its own time right all wrongs. I sow justice toward men and reap it from God. And Haru, I understand that at times I have the freedom to act as if I have successfully overcome a given emotion. My freedom to choose is the essence of my divinity. I will, therefore I am free. I am never compelled to do anything by my emotions and passions. God does not compel me to do what is right. However, how then can the animal within me compel me to do what is wrong? Shall I make Set greater than God? My emotions are children of impotent revolt. I have the freedom to hold myself in check, to take a view of the whole before acting. I have this power. Hetaruti, my ability to cultivate through trance and the experience of joy for living by divine law as Asa does greatly enhances my chances of success in my pursuit in life. I will myself to be joyful. Therefore, I am successful in life and healthy. Joy is the energy of success, and I come from within. Therefore, I am successful. I am Asa. I cannot be other than joyful. I am joyful. I am joyful because I will myself to be joyful. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to will yourself to be joyful. And Sebek says, I will dwell on my way to success because I understand in the succession power of belief, I reject all negative beliefs and debilitate it and consistency cultivate positive belief. My positive thoughts flow naturally from my being, Asa. I know that my spirit is essential under condition, therefore, whatever belief it takes into trans, my spirit will make come true if it is all humanity possible. I do not delude myself into mistaking my education for knowledge of reality itself. My way to success remains open. I am well on my way to becoming a Sa because I no longer mask my motives through rationalization. I am that, therefore I think. Aset, I know that I am devoted to spirituality, for I have given the highest priority in my life to the resurrection of a Sa. I am the master of my person. Through trans, I can cultivate my emotion I deserve to manifest. My ability to cultivate the experience of remorse or will and to apologize in a situation of transgression assures me a solid foundation in my quest to become a Sa. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to have a quest. We definitely have to have a quest. Now, and the last thing I want to read you about Tahuti, and I think you need to put it to rest that Tahuti has the ability to assist us as we make this transition, as we proceed through the marching, the procession. Tahuti measures the lifespan of a person, ladies and gentlemen. Tahuti and his assistant, Anna, the app symbol, and the initiative intellectual faculties as the measurements of the seasons and lunar cycle. Number three, Tahuti weighs the heart against the feather of Mayat, symbols of Tahuti at the judgment scene. He will be there at your judgment. You best to believe it. Number four, in the ancient Kemetic, Tahuti governs the class of professionals known as the scribes. He is the one that governs all the scribes of writing. Number five, the priesthood of Tahuti judges and prophets marching in the procession. He will be there at the procession at your judgment day. He will be writing down everything that transcribes in your life. Tahuti is the great transcriber and he is the judger. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to end this segment by saying go back and read your Medinetur Volume 2. And go under Tahuti and read all of the things. And I'd like to offer up a prayer here. God would just summon Tahuti here in every man's life to be the scribe and to be the judge as he set foot at the end of the preceding marching as we transition from this lifeline into the next lifeline, into reincarnating. I'd like to summon Tahuti in everyone's life, that they may know the ability to be a scribe and to be able to write and to judge and work with mind is a heavy, heavy responsibility. Tahuti, may you summon yourself in every man's heart and every man's life so that you will caution them to have good character and good conduct. And at all times, they will be mindful of the fact that we are truly borrowing God's gifts and his tools, and that we can partake of God's gifts and tools because we ask that God will incarnate within our spirit, that God truly lives inside of us and we truly cohabitate with God and collaborate with him on one accord. Help us to see all of the deities, Mayat, Seker, Tahuti. Help us to see each and every one of them. Help us to see Yamanja, Obatala, Shango, as they all are called forth. Help them to be present in our household so that we can call on them in a time of need, but help us to mostly remember that when we go into a trance, when we summons each and every one of these images, whatever emotion that we're trying to eliminate, that we will surpass that and we'll come out of that trance mastering that which we intend to master. And may God add a blessing to the reading of the word today, and may God continue to show up in your life and to press himself forward or herself forward in your spirit realm so that you will see you are not working alone and that you too have a tribe like Omi carries a tribe with her of ancestors and of the deities. Adopt your tribe. Call on your tribe because they want to walk with you today and they want to be able to lend you tools and their ashe and whatever you're trying to manifest in your life. Remember that you are in control and the master of your ship, but you must consult the men on board that are cohabitating with you on one accord in your spirit. I say that may you be blessed down to the thousandth generation, and may your Tahuti show up and write the scribes. And he that readeth them, let him run with it, because the time is now. The appointed time is now. And we ask that each and every one of you join us tomorrow and be back here at the same time so we can go on discussing what it is to become a scribe, what it is to advance ourselves up the tree of the ladder so that we can become better in our spirit and we perfect ourselves. And that's all we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is perfecting ourselves to have good character and good conduct. We want you to understand that if man cannot do anything else for himself, he can live better, ladies and gentlemen, and having good character and good conduct. And on that note, I want to tell you that I'm going to stop and take a little brief emoji right now, and then we're going to head up out of here, and we're going to see you tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Umoja is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Take us there, and we will celebrate our union.
Oh, I am.
Yes, Umoja is our message, and we're going to get that message to our brothers and sisters. We're going to get that message out into the airways because Tahuti, Sebek, Mayat, and all of our deities, Yamanja, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, they are all rooting in the nature spirit, and they are permeating the atmosphere to get the message out there, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time that we understand that good character and good conduct and ethical judgment is required of us, not just going to Sunday school and reading about Peter, Paul, and John, and not just opening up, doing a fast when we're repeating our behaviors over and over again. We're going to have a modality change, and the way you do that is through a trans, ladies and gentlemen, and the trans is what helps you go through this modality to change your condition and your perspective, not just lecturing and words only, but you have to have a behavior modification change. And we're showing you how to do that every day through taking you through the talking cure to meditate, breathing in, breathing out, giving up and giving out, taking in and breathing internal so that God can get the breath of life in you so you can awaken him from this emergent, sleeping, drowned, anesthetized state. You're going to have to wake up the Godhead in you. You're borrowing his tools. He's lending you his ashe, or she's lending you her ashe. You can use the tools of God now. You have an attribute. You have a posse rolling with you now. Little G, you got a posse rolling with you. So whatever you need, you can go from the inside to obtain that. Don't ever forsake the things that are done on the outside to teach you. But a true change must come from within internally, because you then have the making of God manifested within you, cohabitating with you. Speak to yourself. Start conversating with yourself. God lives on the inside of you. He needs to hear from you so you can wake up the third eye. Once that eye is awakened and you are given the tools that you need to begin to speak things into existence and to change bad habits in your life, to come into a new creature, advance yourself up the tree of the ladder, leaving the animalistic stage and killing off the lower half, where you travel up to the spiritual right side of the brain, knowing that that is the side of the brain where spirituality comes from, not the logical side of the left side where you have the aggressive behavior. You have some work to do, Lou G, and so do I. We've got some work to do. And if you want to be a new man, a new woman, you have got to take the channels of doing your recitation of your chanting and going into a trance with your significant other who is equally yoked with you. Not that they can take you into a trance. You're taking yourself into a trance. Everything happens in the trance realm. That's right. Say it with me. It happens in the trance realm. That's where the changing takes place. Not when you're sitting in the church going to sleep. Not when you're sitting in Sunday school, but in a trance. When you're seeing the people in the church yelling and dancing around, they're trying to invoke the spirit to put them into a trance so that whatever the preacher's teaching, maybe it will sink in. But why do you have to do all of that dancing around and all of that jumping around and hearing all of that talk when you can go straight into a trance? And you can capture the information you need by taking the images into the trance, like Tahuti, the scribe, the judge, Maya, Sebek, Heteru, understanding that all of these things will bring the inner peace, the unlimited ability to know, guide you to a holistic realm of thinking, the freedom to choose for yourself a vehicle of behavior, indwelling divinity, yourself, and the ability to do. Divine protection is what you need. The power to create visualization, utilizing the ability to change via a trance, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the power of creativity, I want you to practice that for homework. the power of creativity into the creativity.
Thank you.
yes, ladies and gentlemen, creativity is the key to our destiny. Tomorrow for your homework, bring something creative in and talk about visualization and how you can use visualization in your trance, so that it becomes your key to your divinity, a key to your Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct, being creative by creating images that you use in your trance. It is your key to your divinity and your destiny, ladies and gentlemen, your inner vision, giving you an ability to see into your lives and be able to have clairvoyant ability to see and forecast your own life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. You've been a great listening audience. I'd like to invite you back to join me tomorrow, same time at 6 o'clock. And you definitely want to make sure you're here in the place tomorrow and lock that dial in. And make sure you call in for questions and answers. I'm looking forward to you bringing that homework in tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. That is the hump day. We're almost near Friday. Join us again for the same segment. We're going to be bringing you some live information tomorrow. Remember, Tahuti is the scribe. He is the judge, and he will be there in the procession of marching through, going through to be judged through Mayat. You can do it, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Olu G. You can do it. God is lending you his tools. You have the water, a drop of water as to the ocean. You're not the God, but you are one in the same as a God. Go ahead, Olu G. You can do it. And on that note, I say, oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all. See you tomorrow.